It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of cannabis. And have your specific questions answered by emailing jennifer@cannabama.com or text or call 343-0106. And now, for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer, owner and founder of Cannabama in downtown Mobile. We're located at 558 St. Francis Street. That's just a block up from Wenzel's. Everybody always knows where Wenzel's is. Big orange stucco building. You cannot miss us. We're right there on the corner. Next to the Midtown Grind Gym. And, you know, we have a new hair salon moving in. And I forgot to ask what the name of the business is. But her name is Monica, and she's really cool. And I think today there was a second lady. They're renting spaces upstairs. And she's also going to be doing hair. So we are really, we have a photographer upstairs. And then they have residential, of course. But anyway, you can find us at 558 St. Francis Street. Our phone number is 251-255-5155. And you can follow us on Facebook under Sweet Home Cannabama. And, of course, me, I'm Jennifer Isabel, I-S-B-E-L-L is my maiden name, Boozer, because people are like, there's so many Jennifer Boozers. I'm like, how many of them have green hair? And, you know, come on. Anyway, and tonight I'm going to go ahead and introduce our co-host, Mr. Chef Tyler Powell.
Well, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we don't really have anything going on right now.
Thank God.
I know. Like, we have been, since January, we have been on just this crazy roller coaster from Mardi Gras. I mean, it's like our two biggest events of the entire year are 2 months apart. Mm-hmm. And then I have my, one of them lasts weeks.
I had my large life event right in the middle of everything.
Right, and you had a baby 2 weeks before 420. So it's break time right now. We did, we were supposed to do the Stephen Marley concert at the Soul Kitchen. I talked about it on the show. But when we got there, unloaded the thing, and I mean, we're in the middle of traffic in downtown trying to unload the poor Shana. She's got the table and the chairs, and people are honking at us. And we get all the way in there. I have to go park, pay, come back, finally get up there to get in, and they won't let me in. And turns out that the Marley group decided that they didn't want anybody to vend because they had their own products to sell, and no one told us. So I'm sure it was probably something that happened right before it was supposed to be our time to set up, or I don't know, but we ended up going home after that.
Oh, well.
But, yeah, we don't have anything. No, that's not true. Dropout Bakery. We're going to do the Mother's Day event at Dropout Bakery on the 12th.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah, and so I also figured out, you know, the Bienville Bites tour.
Right.
They go to like five or six restaurants.
I'm very, very familiar with them. I see them about that.
Well, right.
A week.
So this involves you.
Yeah.
So for Mother's Day, they're doing a special Mother's Day brunch version, and Dropout Bakery and Ruby Slipper are both two of the six.
Yeah.
And so you're going to go from place to place, and so we'll be part of that too, because we'll be at Dropout Bakery. So
that'll
I thought
really
that was
cool.
Really neat. It'll be people that are just coming for Dropout, and she sells out every single day. Like, they quit when the last thing sells. It's insane how good it is.
Yeah, they do sell a ton of food.
Yeah, I'm like, some days if they're sold out by noon, they're like, okay, well, good night.
Yeah, well, Chris Andrews, he's the guy over Bienville Bites.
Mm-hmm.
We see him. He's sometimes bringing the groups out himself. But we see a lot of the different leaders from the Bienville Bites groups all the time. And they always have a nice array of people that are coming in to try all kinds of different foods.
I see their post. I follow them on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see all the different groups. And you're right. It's young people. It's old people. It's mixed
if
demographics.
If you're unfamiliar with what the Bienville Bites tour is, the Bienville Bites foodie tour, if you're unfamiliar with what that is, it's a walking food tour in downtown Mobile. So you meet at one spot. Usually if it's in the morning time, it'll be at Ruby Slipper. That'll be the first spot you go to. If it's the evening one, they go to different venues at night. But you'll meet somewhere, you'll have a little bite of something, you'll go walk into the next venue, and then continue on throughout your night that way. You'll be going and get a couple little bites at a couple little different places, and it is such a good value. You will definitely fill up. It's a great date night option, so definitely check them out.
Okay, so question. Mm-hmm. I have so many questions. First of all, how much is it?
Well, it varies on the daytime and nighttime prices, but it's usually about, I'm thinking about $40 to $60 a person.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So wait, okay, so we come into Ruby Slipper. Mm-hmm. Starting off, what are you feeding us?
So the first thing you'll get at Ruby Slipper during the daytime tour, we serve a fresh, homemade cathead sized biscuit.
Mm.
It's our buttermilk biscuit.
Yes, it
and
is.
And then we have our fried green tomatoes that are right next to that. They're coated in our biscuit breadcrumbs. You'll get lettuce and tomato on top of that with the remoulade sauce that we make in-house, and also their house-made bacon onion jam on top of that.
So it's kind of like tapas almost.
Yeah, it's a really small plate.
You get a little small plate of something savory, mm-hmm. and then you move and you walk a block or two.
We give you a bite to eat that shows you what we are.
Right. You know, something that embodies your restaurant.
You could throw a rock downtown Mobile.
It's a perfect way to try a bunch of different places all at once for one price. Because you think about it, you got to go to six different places on six different days and pay $40 to $60 each time.
Either that or you're spending 2 hours before date night and you're like, well, where do you want to go? Well, I don't know.
Right.
Where do you want to go?
Well, now here's the hitch for me, of course. I got a brain on this parade. I'm so picky.
Mm-hmm.
I would never eat what you just described. Well, no, I'd eat the biscuit, but the remoulade and the
right.
I can't.
Well, they also have, we have like vegan. You can tell them you're vegan. You can tell them you're vegetarian. And then we have options for everybody for that.
Yeah.
Or if your kid doesn't want to eat that, we can give them pancakes or something like that. But
right.
They also have a cocktail menu you can add on to. So I think the cocktail, once you add that, it goes up to like upwards to the over the $100
mm-hmm.
mark, but you,
but
get
you
a,
can get a cocktail each
you get
place.
A whole cocktail everywhere you go.
That's six
so.
Cocktails. I mean, that's $60 right there.
Exactly. So,
I mean, that depends on where you're at. So that's crazy, though. So you get that sounds like a lot of food.
Yeah.
If
now, we'll
well,
say,
now it'll take you
double
10
check
minutes
on
between
the Be
restaurants.
Able Bites Facebook page for the price for sure.
Yeah, we're just spitballing it here.
Yeah, but they do have all the information on their Facebook page. If you want to check them out, go check them out on Facebook, BMO Bites Foodie Tour, Christopher Andrews as well. Go follow them on Facebook.
One of my greatest, like if I could have three wishes kind of thing, one of those would be I wish I liked more diverse types of food and didn't have certain texture versions, because I'm like, ooh, that really sounds like it would be awesome, but I can't do it. I cannot.
Sometimes you just got to do it. You know?
I know. I know.
The first time I tried caviar, I was very off put.
Oh, And no caviar, no oysters
like,
for me.
I was like, why do the richest people in the world want to eat the grossest thing I could think of?
Right.
Then I tried it. Rainbow trout caviar was the first one I tried, so not the most expensive one. But man, it changed my view. On
really?
It for sure. And I've got to say, every single time I've tried something that I was questionable, I changed my view on it completely, whether in a positive way or in a negative way.
Okay, so let's segue now into our topic tonight, which is edibles.
Yeah, my favorite.
Yeah, so, and we've burned up most of the first segment, but let's just define what are edibles. Edibles are food products that are infused with CBD, THC, some type of cannabis extract.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you can infuse food with other things. I know they make baked goods are infused with liquor and
of
things
course.
Like that.
If you've ever tried a blueberry thyme bread of some kind, and the thyme is infused in
right.
there. You know,
right, yeah. Well, and that's how you use the oils in the cooking process. Yeah.
Essential oils.
You know,
herbs.
And then you pull the sprigs out, but it's infused in that butter. Okay, so, you know, everybody knows I am the edibles queen. I do not partake in the smoking and the vaping and all that. I love edibles. And, of course, I have my faithful tincture twice a day, no matter what. But I love the THC edibles because edibles, to me, now that I've learned all that I have about how to use them, which we are going to discuss tonight, it's super predictable for me, dependable. And, you know, it's fun because if you get a good gummy,
For sure.
But it works for me. And like I say, I don't like the inhaling. So it works for me. But I didn't like it. I didn't care for it, you know, one way or the other in the beginning.
I think that's the best part about edibles is that instead of just smoking, that you can ingest it literally in any kind of way you want to. You could drink it. We could make popcorn. Mm-hmm. I could make a sauce for a steak for you, mm-hmm. a gravy. We could just make some
spaghetti sauce, salad dressing.
Some regular little brownies.
You dessert
know?
Glaze.
Or if you have your butter and you like the taste, you could actually even add it to some other butter.
Or eat it on a biscuit.
Yeah.
I don't like the way that it tastes. I don't like edibles that taste like weed.
Garlic bread would be great because the garlic and the other herbs would cover
it. Well, and then, of course, when you add the fat from the butter, is always going to help your body absorb it more. So let's talk a little bit about what forms of edibles we want to use and why right after the break.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about cannabis, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. Tonight I'm sitting here with Chef Tyler, and we are going to talk edibles. Edibles are food products infused with cannabis extract or other things.
Right, right.
That's how you get essential oils. Essential oils are just, you know, plant juice like like cannabis oil is. You can make lavender oil by sticking lavender in a bottle of oil and over a certain amount of time. And, you know, sometimes you heat them, sometimes you don't. With cannabis, you do heat it to decarboxylate it, which converts all those acids to their decarboxylated stage, and they become CBD, THC,
and
if
you're
so forth.
Interested in learning a little bit about that, I think you'll be interested in a little bit of an announcement that we'll have.
Yes, we're going to have a great announcement at the end of the show and give you an opportunity for some in-depth continuing education in all things edibles. So let's talk about it. Why do edibles work? Okay? We want to talk about buccal absorption, and it's funny because I've been teaching this method of how you put the gummy in chocolate in your mouth, whatever, and you chew it for 60 seconds.
Well, you know, why don't you explain a little bit what sublingual and buccal is?
Okay, well, sublingual means under the tongue, literally under the tongue. And buccal means between the gums and the cheek, your mucous membranes and the sides of your mouth. So when you do like a CBD oil or a tincture of any kind, you want to put it under your tongue. You want to absorb it sublingually because you do have mucous membranes all through there. There are receptors for cannabis in 5 types of skin cells, and you have all those blood vessels underneath your tongue there.
Well, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to do it absorb it in your mouth rather than in your gut?
Well, okay, so when you eat something, I mean, you know, people think of it as a doing drugs, but because we don't view it the way we should, which is a superfood, we're talking about consuming food, eating. Mm-hmm. That involves digestion. So digestion, typically, I learned in like the 3rd grade or whatever, digestion takes 1 to 4 hours.
Right.
So if you just pop it in your mouth, chew it maybe twice and swallow it, then you're relying solely on digestion because sublingual buccal absorption takes about 52 seconds, which is why I tell y'all 60 seconds. Don't short me on those seconds. They matter.
And I'm sure everybody has heard the story of the first time they've ever had an edible.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a brownie and
then
they didn't feel anything.
And got bored and they ate too many.
So they ate another one.
So if you're not chewing it properly and absorbing it in the mouth, then you're relying solely on digestion. It takes 1 to 4 hours, and it involves the first pass through the liver and then all of your other screening organs before it gets to the bloodstream. And so there's a lot of opportunity for it to degrade.
Right.
Some people's bodies metabolize them differently. In digestion, I've had people tell me I can eat a 500 milligram Rice Krispie and it doesn't do anything. No gummy has ever. And I'm like, okay, bet. Try this gummy, but do this trick. Chew it slowly for 60 seconds. Break it up well and suck on it. Let it kind of just melt in your mouth. whether it's a chocolate or a caramel or whatever, chew it and keep it in your mouth for 60 seconds. And every single time it works.
Every time.
Every time. So, and they get the dose that they were looking for, and they get it in about 15 to 20 minutes. So that's another thing. The reason we want to do that is to avoid the liver pass and the degradation that comes from digestion, but it's also quicker. 15, 20 minutes, the longer you do it, the better it is. You get more potency as opposed to what's left after all of that digestion and liver pass to the bloodstream. And the result is a long-lasting effect as opposed to a short-term one such as with inhalation.
So to kind of summarize, you should really like start low and slow.
Right.
And see how it affects you.
Always. I tell people all the time, even if you think, you know, I got a gummy from Vegas. Well, in Vegas, they have a 10 milligram cap.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they assume that what I have isn't going to be able to compare, and they're very wrong. So they get a 25 milligram gummy. That's, you know, I'm telling them to do half. Oh, no big deal. Always, I'd rather you be disappointed
and no matter what
than be overwhelmed and feel bad, because you will when you take too much THC. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that. It makes you feel paranoid. It can make you feel nauseous or throw up. You know, you don't feel, you feel like dizzy, kind of like when you lay down after you've had too many to drink. It does have a not pleasant effect when you do too much. So we do want you to always go low and slow. Go up 10 milligrams, mm-hmm. you know, even 5.
And two things I would always advise. Always read the packaging,
because mm-hmm.
it will say 1,000 milligrams in the package. But that's not 1,000 milligrams of gummy. So look at the
right.
look at the dosage, look at the directions.
And don't tell me you had 1,000 milligram gummy.
Right.
And that's not a thing.
I know everybody who is consuming is adults,
mm-hmm.
But be mindful of mixing with alcohol.
Yes, please. We hear this all the time. My husband had 2-3 drinks and then took one of my gummies, and I'm like, oh, goodness.
It is faithfully called being cross-faded. But
right.
you don't want to be cross-faded.
No, that was that's why I never did get into weed in college. Mm-hmm. And I mean, even when I started my business, I still don't.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why, because I had a couple of bad experiences when I was 20, and Miss Goody Two Shoes had a little vodka and decided to be a bad girl and somebody had a blunt.
But
and know, it was not pleasant.
Whenever you're consuming cannabis, different than alcohol, the difference is when you're drinking alcohol, you have to wait time to come
right.
down. But whenever you're consuming cannabis, if you get too high, you can always take some CBD.
You can use CBD, that's right.
And you can come like a little bit down. It takes about 30 minutes or so, the same as the effects.
And it depends which method we're mm-hmm. talking about. And tonight we're talking about edibles. So, the reason we want to use it is to avoid digestion mm-hmm. and the screening organ pass. So we get more potency to the bloodstream. We get it quicker because, like I said, what I researched, the absorption is about 52 seconds for buccal/sublingual.
Okay.
And really, when you're eating a gummy, you're using sort of both, because you've got, you know, it's being broken up mm-hmm. and it's all in your mouth and it's in your gums and it's in your, you know, it might get under your tongue, at least the liquid part. And so you're getting absorption all throughout the mouth. And even with sublingual, though, you're still getting the gums and part of the inside of the mouth as well as under the tongue. But it needs about 52 seconds. So I just put my oil in my mouth in the morning or pop a gummy and wait for my coffee to perk.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I kind of know almost without having to count anymore about how long it is. But anyway, so, you know, you also save money, okay? So you save money because this chewing trick, chewing it for 60 seconds, you save money because you need less. You need less in the onset because more is reaching the bloodstream to get the same result.
Yeah.
And you also save money because you're not having to take as much. And if you're getting the buccal absorption or sublingual absorption, you're going to get a 6 to 8 hour result.
Right. And you're not wasting the milligrams.
Right.
Because if you were to just digest it,
right.
most of it would go away. So if you took a 100 milligram gummy and chewed it straight up and swallowed it, you're probably maybe getting half of that.
If that. I don't know what the absorption rate is. I'll have to research that. About how, you know, what basically, right. what percentage of those milligrams reaches the bloodstream.
If you do the trick, you'll get way more, if not 100% of the dosage.
It's,
so you'll know exactly
it's
what
much
your
higher.
Should be.
Inhalation is the most bioavailable method of consumption. Rectal is right underneath that. That's because it's the same thing as the buccal. It avoids the liver pass and digestion. There's a huge concentration of blood vessels in that area of the body, and especially for waist down issues, pelvic, colorectal, that kind of thing.
But as we can see from sales, most people aren't putting stuff up their butt.
No, they're not. But it's a thing. You know what? If you were on chemo or you were on a medication that makes you super nauseous, you know, you can use it that way and avoid throwing it up.
I got you.
Yeah, they do that for babies. They have like Tylenol suppositories, I think. So anyway, yeah. So why edibles don't work for everyone? What we just talked about. If you have ever tried edibles and were disappointed, even after hours of waiting, nothing happened. That's pretty normal. There's two camps. There's the people that aren't impressed, and then there's the people that way overdo it, and they have a bad experience. So those are the groups I'm talking to. And the people that have never tried it, because it's a much more easily controlled situation and you can start lower when you use this method. And like I said, everybody I've come across that said edibles are ineffective for them, I've taught them this chewing trick. I need to name it something. I just take my fingernails and can you hear them? And I say, chew, chew, chew. And all my customers have heard me say, chew, 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 you know, 60 seconds. And I don't even have to say it sometimes. I just get the that way they can notice my nails, too. But, yes, everybody I've come across, and I'm going to do a little brag on myself here.
All right.
When I was at Tuskegee at the conference several weeks ago, I was sitting in the lobby with some people I had met, and the wife, it was a husband and a wife, and they had a baby, and then there was another lady there. And several others. But I was talking to the couple, and she said, edibles have never worked for me. And somebody had said, hey, you need to come talk to this lady. She doesn't do edibles because they don't work. I said, bet. Show me where. So I said, okay. And I explained to her what I just talked about, the buccal absorption. I never knew the name was buccal absorption until this happened. I just knew that if you got to chew it or hold it in your mouth for 60 seconds, it works. And the lady told me she was a pharmacist, and I had no idea. And she said, that was so great how you explained the buccal absorption. And I was like, ding dong, there it is. More when we come back in just a few minutes.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about cannabis, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. Tonight is our 250th episode of Sweet Home Cannabama. We have 250 episodes. Yeah. July will be year 5. We've been on the air for 5 years almost, and I'm really, really proud of that. And if you've been listening from the beginning, I appreciate you hanging in here with me. I'm working on some things to improve the show. We also want to introduce a video element to what we're doing so that you can watch us live stream with video, see us, our lovely faces, be able to have guests from out of state or out of town, have the ability to have them on video with us as well. And people can call in, and I think it's going to be much more interactive. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to stream that live on social media as well.
And we're working on a lot more giveaways to show our appreciation to all the listeners out there for sticking with us for so long.
Yes, we're going to start doing some regular series and having some fun giveaways. But we really want to take Sweet Home Cannabama as far as we can, and hopefully one day we'll be syndicated throughout the state.
Mm-hmm.
We are syndicated on A1A Productions. That's a streaming radio station out of the Florida Keys, and we are on the air at 4:20 on Thursdays and Saturdays. Okay, so what makes edibles different from inhalation? Because, you know, that my favorite thing is edibles.
Right.
People are usually in one camp or the other. Mm-hmm. There and then there's the people that are hybrids. They do both.
A little bit of both.
And then there's the people that will do any of it. But so let's talk about, you know, what do you like about inhalation?
So for me, inhalation, I think the thing I like the most is the speed of the effect. Mm-hmm. It's immediate.
Yes.
So whenever you smoke, as soon as you take a hit, it is immediate. You feel the rush. You feel the change in your head.
Yes. It crosses the brain barrier, the blood-brain barrier in 3 seconds.
Exactly. So that's what I like the most about it. And also, smoke's been proven to be calming as well. Mm-hmm. So I like the ritualisticness. Of,
right. Everybody likes the ritual.
Right. So exactly.
They
so.
Have the whether they use paper or a wrap or mm-hmm. a bong mm-hmm. or a pipe or however they consume it, yeah. They have a ritual.
Even if it's, you know, the 30 seconds of getting it ready, it's a little me time.
Right.
You know,
even so. Popping the pre-roll tube mm-hmm. top. Well, that's true. So we're going to talk about the difference between, now you like edibles too, though, because they're long and strong.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
I like an edible, especially if I'm going to an event where I'll be inside.
You know, or not, or don't want to smell.
I'm at a concert.
Yeah, you're going to be there for hours and you won't have an opportunity.
I'm at a theme park or something like that where you don't want to bring anything in.
Right.
But you want to be able to have your effects of what you're using anyway. So
right.
You want to be able to have your cake and eat it too. So mm-hmm. edibles is a great way to have your cake and eat it.
And have a longer lasting effect too.
Exactly.
So that's the difference here is micro versus macro dosing.
Mm-hmm.
Because with inhalation, yes, people love the speed. It's 3 seconds, boom, it's immediate. But it's short-lived. Mm. It's very short-lived because you're only getting a few milligrams at a time when you smoke. So the effect is very strong.
Metabolism.
You get
so
more
cool.
cannabinoid potency in the bloodstream, more bioavailability with inhalation than any other because it just coats your lungs and it goes straight to the blood. And it's quick. But, like I said, you're getting a couple of milligrams at a time, and it's not going to last 1 to 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I think 2 hours is a stretch.
Yeah, for sure.
For most things, you know, unless you're just really hardcore. But I think that for an average smoke sesh, about 1 to 2 hours is being generous, as opposed to getting all your milligrams at once. So most people that prefer smoking and are able to smoke or smoke and vape when they can't smoke for whatever reason, they are constantly going back every 1 to 2 hours to be able to keep the effect level.
Exactly.
And because it wears off so quickly. But if you really, a lot of times, especially with things like CBD, it's better for you head to toe overall to use something that is a macro dose twice a day rather than constantly micro dosing all the time.
Exactly. So you might even want a like a ratio of CBD and THC in your edible.
100%.
Right.
So and the CBD ones, especially if it's a multi-course meal, you want to switch it out where the first thing is THC, the second thing is CBD, and you're doing 2 to 5 milligrams max
right.
per item so that over the course of the meal, they have the equivalent of what would have been a really nice edible, you know,
right.
Nice gummies worth.
So maybe,
you get 4 milligrams per item.
Exactly. So maybe like in the beginning of a meal, I might give you a heavy CBD to kind of get your body ready for the absorption of the THC coming
yep.
down. But throughout the meal, microdose you with some THC before the very end, giving you a little 10-to-1 a ratio of THC to CBD to kind of send you.
Well,
on
that
way.
That way too. By the end of the meal, if you end the meal, especially with CBD, then it kind of sort of levels everybody out, and however much they were impaired, it brings them back to normal,
exactly.
And that's the best way to send them off.
Yeah, and that's really what it is about is providing a safe and very comfortable cannabis experience.
Right. Okay, and if you are sensitive to THC or only wanted a tiny, you can, you know, you can always opt out of the one part of the meal, mm-hmm. or, you know, ask for something that is not infused. And there's always going to be options for that. So, yeah, but like for me, with chronic pain, with migraines, with all the things that I have to deal with, I want all my milligrams at one time, mm-hmm. and they need to last me 6 or 8 hours. I don't want to go up and down, up and down, up and down that might work for things like anxiety.
Yeah.
But stressful moments, like management. A rescue inhaler, not good for pain management at all. Because, yes, it's going to make you feel better in the moment, but having to go back to it and constantly think about it, most people are busy doing other things.
Nurses in the hospitals will tell you it's harder to catch up to your pain.
Oh, absolutely.
Than getting ahead of it.
That's right. So, the instant relief of the inhalation is a huge reason why people love it. But once they really understand the concept of, you know, and I tell people all the time, I'm never telling you, when I tell somebody you need to take CBD, I'm never telling them you shouldn't use THC
right.
or smoke or whatever. I'm saying whatever else you're doing, do this for the foundational health.
Mm-hmm.
Do this to get rid of whatever you're masking with the THC.
If you've got,
and then just use the THC for fun.
If you've got the time to do a vitamin regimen,
mm-hmm.
to make protein shakes in the morning, or anything that it is that's vital to your health in your morning regimen.
Or stand there and wait for your coffee to perk.
Yeah. Even like get your, you could put some in your mouth while you're waiting for your shower to get hot, you know, or whatever it may be. It does not take long.
No, I stand there while I'm absorbing, mm-hmm. while my coffee perks, and I'll put it on my, on either side of my nose, mm-hmm. where my skin's a little dry. Or if I'm puffy, or if my neck is sore, mm-hmm. you know, and get ready to go take a shower that way so my muscles are relaxed. There's plenty of – it's super easy. I don't want to get too off course here. So how do we infuse? Let's talk about that some.
Okay. So we have – there's all kinds of different ways that we can infuse. We have the distillate. That's going to be the main – that everybody uses.
Well, if you're mass producing edibles, right. for sure.
You're definitely going to be using distillate.
It's so that concentrated goo. Yeah, it's like molasses, thicker.
If anybody's ever bought a gummy or a mass-produced gummy of any kind, it's more than likely had a distillate in it. So mm-hmm. that's what you're more than likely used to. The other types of ways you can absorb it is inside of butters or other types of fats like coconut oil, butter, sunflower oil, or anything like that, avocado oil, any of the things that are a fat of any kind, THC loves to absorb and stick to the fat cells of whatever you have.
Right, because it's stored in the human mm-hmm. fats. That's where THC is stored, and that's why it lasts so long in the body and it takes so long to clear for a drug test. It's stored in the fat. That's why it helps it get through your liver.
Now, my two favorite methods so far that we have come across
mm-hmm.
Is the water-soluble drops.
Yes.
Those are fantastic.
I just had to double my order because I ordered some and they came the day before 4/20 and they're gone already.
Yeah. they're a great product. Mm-hmm. You can use them if they're water soluble.
And and if you've not seen the drops, these are the product that we use
mm-hmm.
when we do the snow cones or this whatever
Mocktails
we do.
Or anything
like
that.
So any kind of liquid drink infusion that we offer, this is what we use. And you can get single cannabinoids. We have CBD, mm-hmm. CBG, CBC, CBN, and we have Delta 8, which is a THC. And then now they have these blends. And
the blends are nice.
The nightcap mm-hmm. is a sleep one, and it is CBD, Delta 9, and CBN,
mm-hmm.
which is used for sleep. And these are water soluble, so one drop is like 5 milligrams, you know, as strong.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I do like 4 to 6 drops depending on which one I'm using. And so you're getting your brain chemistry balance and anti-inflammation from the CBD. You're getting that nice relaxation from the THC, and the CBN helps you get that deep REM sleep,
mm-hmm.
wake up refreshed and not feel hungover. And it's very fast because it's water soluble. It's like the buccal absorption on 10 because it's water soluble. Most cannabis products are based in an oil, medium chain triglyceride, mm-hmm. like the fractionated coconut oil,
right,
olive oil, safflower oil, hemp seed oil, because that's what it takes to be able to survive and pass through the liver. The water soluble just hits your mouth and starts absorbing immediately.
Right. So the water soluble is like a mocktail of or a cocktail. It hits you so quickly because it does absorb in your salivary gland so quickly. So you just got to absorb it just a little bit like that. The final and one of my most favorite ones is the flowable powder. So if you have heard of our Dropout Bakery infusion that we did with them, the contest that we had, this is what we used for that project.
And that's what Alexis makes all of our stuffed
right.
infused cookies and cake pops and
stuff. She has a ton of infused cookies right now that have 100 milligrams
yes.
each.
Sweet Tooth Confections LLC.
And they are so good. You have to go check out her Facebook page. She has some brand new flavors out. Definitely go check them out because she has a ton of these cookies.
And I saw the strawberry crunch making a comeback. Spring, y'all.
The dad bod. Dad bod's
oh,
where it's
yeah.
at.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite.
That is Sweet Tooth Confections. Mm-hmm. That's our good friend Alexis Hollingsworth. And she made our king cake cookies. Mm-hmm. And she did all the infused cookies we've sold. She does have
she's
some
making a
on her,
little something special
on her
for me.
Facebook page.
She's making a little something special for me coming up as well.
Oh.
But it's a surprise.
Oh, well, whatever it is, I want some. But yes, the flowable powder, because you can use that to mix with dry goods.
The best thing about that is that it does not degrade up to 400 degrees. So
right.
you can bake with it.
Right.
You can deep fry with it. Mm-hmm. You can do anything with it. This stuff, you can mix it into your flour just like your dry goods, as if it was like baking powder or salt.
I just
salt.
Had a vision of fried chicken.
Oh, I've already. Oh, yeah. down to the corn dog, you know what
oh.
I mean? Yeah, a Kaneka corn dog.
We could get stupid. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I could get real stupid with it.
No, yeah, well, Alan, we've done some weird stuff.
Yeah,
we did the Brussels sprouts mm-hmm. in the sweet Thai chili sauce and the infused charcuterie and mm-hmm. and the black pepper sauce.
I could do
when
some
we
hot
come
wings,
back.
All kinds
we're gonna
of stuff.
Finish up with Tyler Powell. And talking about edibles, speaking of edibles, I had one earlier, and now I'm stumbling.
Well, that's why we're having a fun show today.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about cannabis, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. You can find us here every Monday night at 7 o'clock right here on FM Talk 106.5. We're live, and you can email me at jennifer@cannabama.com or you can text 251-343-0106. And next week, I think we're going to do a Q&A next week.
I think that'll be fun.
I think I needed to let y'all know ahead of time. So especially this week, if you have questions you would like us to answer, or if you would like to plan to call in, mm-hmm. we'll do that. I never get any texts that I can see, but maybe I'm just not working the clicker right. That's my technical word for I don't know.
But if you have any culinary questions or
yeah.
infusion questions, or if you
absolutely
just want to call and tell us what you've made.
And I think that, let's give away something next week. We'll give away some. How about some infused brownies? It's a brownie mix.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the flowable powder and drink drop company, and it's Delta 8 and Delta 9. All you do is add eggs, oil, and water, just like a Duncan Hines.
Yeah, a little Betty Crocker.
And it's 12 infused brownies. We'll do that next week. Don't let me forget. So let's talk a little bit. Oh, wait, you know what? Before we go on, I wanted to say, I don't know if she's listening or if they're listening, but I wanted to say for my friends at Boro Hemp, Stacy and Gordon, I know you have court this week. I have no idea if anybody came to the rescue, but I just wanted to say that we love you, and we're praying real hard
mm-hmm.
that God will make a way to fix this situation and that the state, somebody would call them out on their hypocrisy. But anyway, if you've heard any of this story, you know, pray for Boro Hemp. I can't imagine the stress. I know she started having some health problems, and that's why she couldn't make it to 420.
Right.
Yeah, we tried as hard as we could, and we raised about $800, and I know that's just a drop in the bucket, but our hearts are with you. So what do we offer? Let's talk about what we do. You know, Cannabama, mm-hmm. of course, you can come down and you can buy the drops.
Right.
You can buy the flower.
Yeah. For sure.
You can. We even have some distillate.
We have all of the options for everything you could do to have it in your hands for you to do it yourself at
mm-hmm.
your home.
Mm-hmm. And we've worked with food trucks and some restaurants and bakeries.
If you want to learn a little bit more about it, or if you are a restaurant owner or a food truck owner or a restaurateur anywhere, or if you're just you're cooking stuff at home and you want to learn how to do it, how to do what I do, how to do what we do at Cannabama,
mm-hmm.
We're offering that service.
Right. We are offering consulting
mm-hmm.
For professionals, but we also are going to be doing an exciting new event that will be for anybody who wants, whether you are a professional or just regular old somebody who wants to learn how to cook with cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go ahead and talk about it?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
okay,
it
so we're going to do...
Drop the bomb.
At least one, but I'd really love to be able to do, to have enough interest to do it maybe three times over the summer.
Yeah, for sure.
But we want this to be a continuing thing because there's so many ways we can mm-hmm. do this. But we're going to have our first ever cooking class. We're going to have it set up, and we don't have a date yet, and we're still very, very early.
Everything's TBD.
Yes. And we'll have it all situated by next week, but go ahead and be thinking about this. We're going to have a cooking class. It's going to be very limited. You know, we'll have to do it in a commercial kitchen, and of course, we will want to video because mm-hmm. this will be really cool. But we're going to offer this class, and this will be our first paid class. Obviously, that goes toward the groceries, because Lord knows those aren't cheap.
Ain't lying.
And just basically the cost of yeah. the food and the cost, not even at a profit to me in any way, of the cannabis materials. And then you will get the lesson and be able to actually make your item yourself. And then, of course, you get to take it all home. Because we don't want you to eat it all there.
Exactly.
But we might have about 12 spots,
mm-hmm.
and that's really kind of pushing it. So what we want to do for the show, because we want to the show, Sweet Home Cannabama is going to be the sponsor of this, of course, and Cannabama will be the host.
Right.
And but we want to offer two of those class seats. To our listeners.
Our faithful listeners.
Yes. So we want you to go to our Sweet Home Cannabama Facebook page. Follow it, like it, share it, you know.
Do all the things.
And when we get the event stuff squared away and have an actual event post, we'll be able to share that as well. And we're going to do a drawing. So we're not going to announce that anywhere else but on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So this is genuinely for the people who listen. And I don't know who those people actually are. So
we'll find out.
If you want to do this, follow the page and be on the lookout this week for that event to come up.
And if you are interested in trying to figure out, like, what do you want to cook, if you have suggestions on what you want the cooking class could be or what it should mm-hmm. be, anything like that, sweet stuff, savory stuff.
Well, I figure we're going to have a sweet stuff, mm-hmm. a savory stuff.
It'll be like a series kind of thing.
Maybe an infused yeah. charcuterie class.
Yeah, I'll have like a theme for the cooking class.
It'd be great. We could do it for all sorts of fall and Christmas. And
exactly.
That's why I think it would be good to continue.
It could possibly be multi-coursed. Mm-hmm. It really all depends on what the demand is,
right.
And what exactly everybody wants to do.
Tyler and I offer this kind of thing. If you are an individual or a business
mm-hmm.
and you want to throw a little get together with 10 of your friends or 6 of your friends, and you want us to come and do an infused meal for you, we mm-hmm. do that.
And
we
I can either, that. If you have grandma's lasagna that you want me to come and infuse, I'll come and do that for you.
Yeah.
If you want me to come and bring my own grandma's lasagna, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Or if you're a restaurant and you want to make your shining dishes, how great they are, even better with some infusion, I don't want to outshine anybody or try to overdo anything.
Right.
I want
equal opportunity here. Yeah, we just want people to learn how to do it right, mm-hmm. with trusted, tested, top of the line quality stuff that is without a doubt the best you can get. And we want to make sure that they understand enough of what, how, why, mm-hmm. so that they know how to offer it.
Exactly. If you're going to do it, I'd rather show you the responsible way to do it.
Hey, and we don't care. We'd rather you come to us and let you do it, you know? I mean, you know, we'll sit over here and just teach everybody. Yeah. We don't care.
Y'all sit back, enjoy
a cocktail.
But if
nobody else wants to do it, we're going to do it.
Yeah. Y'all sit back. You can order you some mocktails. We'll come out, do a little mocktail service for you. You can sit back and watch me do a little cooking demonstration, and then we'll all sit down and eat and have a good time.
Right. And then we also offer cannabis bar service. Mm-hmm. Just like when you hire an alcohol liquor bar,
yep.
and somebody comes out and serves,
birthday parties,
cash bar
parties,
kind of thing, we'll do that too.
Weddings,
we bring custom stuff even.
Mm-hmm.
But we can do smokables and edibles, and we can do drinks. We mm-hmm. can do whatever on any level and any size. I mean, we've done some Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. If I can do Mardi Gras and 420, I can do anything.
I want us to get into a Mardi Gras ball.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. So follow us, Sweet Home Cannabama, on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram, Jennifer Isabel Boozer on Facebook, mm-hmm. at Cannabama Jen on Instagram, and then, of course, at Cannabama. And Tyler Scott Powell,
mm-hmm.
and you can also find
him on Facebook,
him.
On Instagram, I'm
yep.
on Twitter, all the things, or I guess X now.
I never have gotten into it.
I'm on all the socials too, so you can find me on there. And
if you can't
find me by searching for me, just find me because I'm friends with Jennifer on there.
Right,
so.
And you can always email us jennifer@cannabama.com and let us know. You know, if you want to get with Tyler. And you can't remember his name. Since I can't remember to keep calling him Jeff. But yes, so we want to teach people how to do this well, because you can really have so much fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this video somebody sent me that said to tell everybody to have a cookie and only one of them is infused. And the object of the game is to get away with it so no one notices you're high, but you actually give everyone a Medicaid cookie and everyone's trying to pretend they're not high.
That's a
we'll
good
see
game.
You next week, guys, right here on Sweet Home Cannabama. Good night.
Good night.